Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
Anna, good morning to you. And yeah, we do know about the weather, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. But this forecast, as you know, has been going back and forth since Monday. And, we kind of thought that the best chance of showers over the Memorial Day weekend would be Saturday, and that is still the case. So today will be a nice day, beautiful day, sunny, low 70s. Clear tonight, low 40s. Sunny and warm Friday, 75 to 80. You will begin to notice clouds coming in the afternoon. Those clouds will begin to transport showers our way from the south Friday night. We'll have showers on and off Saturday, mid 60s. Now, I think Sunday will actually turn out sunny in the low 70s, and Memorial Day will be partly sunny and the high right around 70 degrees. So, two-thirds of the weekend should be pretty decent.
All right. Well, today when I left my house, it was 36, 36.
Pretty nippy, huh?
Well, I went out there saying it's May 21st. I'm not wearing a jacket. So I had a turtleneck on, so I was fine. But yeah, 36 degrees when I left the house. Right now in Sharon, when I got here, it was 36. It's already up to 39 degrees. The sun is just really starting to come out in full strength, so that should rise pretty quickly, actually.
It should rise pretty quickly. You have 41 here, and we're in the lower Hudson Valley, so pretty uniform temperatures. And from this point on, it does get milder. Unfortunately, though, we have that system to the south that we really thought would just wring itself out before getting here, but that doesn't seem to be the case. And as a result, at least a little bit of rain coming in Friday night and Saturday. What is a little bit? I'm thinking, folks, somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch. So, I mean, and again, that's spread out from Friday night to Saturday night. So a 24-hour period, which is not a lot of rain, but it's certainly enough of rain to put the damper on things if you had to do anything out of doors. So I think it's Mother Nature's way of saying, be safe,
Social distance. Social distance.
right. She's telling you, well, you know what? I'm going to try to make it less inviting for everybody on Saturday because, beaches are open in the whole bit. And you heard this whole thing with Long Island, they're not allowing anybody from New York City on the Long Island beaches. And
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how they're going to do that, but
That's
God bless them.
because. You know what I found funny? Some of the pictures of these restaurants with that have instituted outdoor dining so they can open up. They give people 6 foot. You know
Six
those
feet.
stupid things? Those stupid things you have in the pools, the floating things, those round things that are long.
Yeah, I forgot what they call noodles.
The noodles. They give people noodles, and the people have noodles have to have noodles so they know they're 6 feet away from somebody. But it's the damnedest. I think the easiest way to do it is just take your tables and separate them by 6 feet. You can't do any better than that. And when people sit at the table, they sit across from one another.
Yeah,
you have a six have a 6 foot table there.
I mean, I understand. Yeah, I totally understand what they're doing. But you know what, Marshall? They're saying that that droplets, if you had the virus, anti-symptomatic droplets from a sneeze or just from talking, can travel 21 feet in the air.
Well, let's say it, here's what I don't understand. Let's say somebody's been sitting at the table and they're asymptomatic and they leave a droplet on the table and they leave and the next people come and sit.
Right.
What good is a 6 foot rule?
Well, you have to make sure that those tables are cleaned up. I mean, that's real important. I mean, they all have to be disinfected, after each one sits, no doubt about it. So I don't know. It is a rough thing. But, look at Georgia. Georgia's what, in its third week now that it reopened? And they have not reported anything at all. So, I mean, obviously, it worked there.
Well, Atlanta has reported an increase.
What about the rest of the state?
Well, it's not a metropolitan. It's like I saw somebody post something goofy on the web last day. In South Dakota, they don't, you know, they have three cases. Well, because there's 500 miles between people in South Dakota and North Dakota. I mean, in Montana. It's a totally different situation. If you live in a state that has any metropolitan cities, and I'm talking cities of 100,000 or more, you just, you know, when there's no social distancing and people are that close and you're in the, then you're in a state that has cities that would say have a million or more people in a city. There's just no way you can it's social distance enough unless, you know, you do keep. So it's just that's why it's so different every place you go. I mean, there are hot spots still in Florida, in Chicago and Los Angeles at the meatpacking plants. But you know what? We'll just see what happens. I mean, at this particular point, everybody just have a mask handy and have gloves. You know, that's it.
Yeah. And look at those poor people in Michigan with the dams breaching. Really terrible.
What you call? There's an expression SOL for that. I mean, you can't have any worse. It broke the record of flooding by 9 feet. Can you imagine that? The previous record, it broke the previous record by 9 feet when those dams gave way. And then I'm pretty sure the dam inspector is going to lose his job.
Well, they would, but they knew enough to warn them.
Yeah, but still, come on. I wouldn't want to be the damn inspector in that particular situation. I think I'd be sending out my resume. So I'm driving my car yesterday, Pat, home.
Yeah.
And I get home and I said, you know, geez, it's been a while since I've gotten an insurance card. So when I got home, I opened up the and sure enough, my insurance card expired in March. So I called up the insurance company, and they right away emailed me new cards and apologized. My insurance cards expired right when this whole thing hit, and people were ordered to stay home and stuff, and so it just fell through the cracks. So they apologized. They said I was insured. You know, you've been paying your premium and everything. I was insured. I said, yeah, well, had I been stopped by a police officer, would you have been available to be on the phone to tell them that? But anyways, that's one of the things of when the business is shut down so quickly. I can imagine what happened in other businesses. You know, you just shut down. You're told to shut down, and you shut down. So, but nothing happened. Nothing happened. But I've got a crack in my windshield now, Pat. I don't know why. I don't go anywhere. I go from home to work and work to back. And I got a crack that's growing now in my windshield.
Unbelievable.
I don't go anywhere.
Well, you know, you could. All right. But what you can do is call those people that come down and fix it right there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do that today.
I had that done. Matter of fact, here I had it done. And they were excellent. I couldn't believe how quick. The whole process took. I mean, I was watching him, and it's just incredible because they come down with the right windshield, and they take yours off, and you know, they paste, they use their glue and all of that stuff. And I mean, it's fabulous. It really is.
I just don't know how you get a crack in a window when I don't go anywhere.
Well, it could have been a pebble that.
I don't travel on any roads that have any pebbles on them. Really, it must have just been something weird because I travel 12 miles a day, maybe 14, six and a half to work and six and a half back.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I tell you.
I know what you mean. Yeah. So you go nowhere and you still wind up in trouble.
Crack windshield.
Right.
Oh, well, what the heck? You know, it could have been worse. I could have found out that I had COVID-19 in a crack windshield. That's right. Then I really would have been mad, seeing as I haven't gone any place in 2 months.
Yeah, really?
I really would have been mad.
You see, Marshall, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
That's it. That's the story of life. I know for sure. All right, Pat. So it looks like today through Friday is going to be nice. Saturday, showers. And heavy showers are like a misty thing or what?
No, I think it's going to be more than a mist. I mean, again, we're thinking a quarter to a half an inch of rain, so it's going to be wet, Marshall. It's certainly not what you would want, that's for sure.
But then Sunday and Monday look okay.
Sunday and Monday look fine. So 2/3 of the weekend, not bad, right?
That's good because I made my I've already made my mayonnaise-less potato salad.
Oh, I remember you made, yeah, you make that often, don't you?
It's really good. It's really good. All you do is saute some onions and peppers and garlic, and then you put them all together and you saute them. And then you let, and it just is, and then you put the potatoes in with it and a tablespoon of olive oil. And oh my gosh, it is so good. It is really good. And there's no mayonnaise.
And I wouldn't like that, though.
Why?
I don't like onions and I don't like peppers.
Well, then you just saute the potatoes with the garlic and then a little bit of olive oil. Oh my gosh, you'll like that. The garlic is the main ingredient in the whole thing,
I
which
don't know
makes
if
it
that,
taste good.
yeah, I don't, right. I don't know if that would, taste like potato salad, though.
It doesn't matter. It tastes good. That's all you matter. It's
Oh,
your
I
like.
got you. So
I love potato.
don't think of it as potato salad, right?
I love potato salad. I love German potato salad. When I make potato salad normally,
Oh,
there's
German, right?
potatoes,
Without the mayo, right?
there's sour cream, there's onions, there's celery, and there's a little bit. I put a little bit of horseradish in there and salt and pepper, and oh boy, it's fantastic. But it's because the mayonnaise in there. Yeah, a cup of that is like 400 calories, where a cup of the other one is like 150.
Yeah, it's considerably different. You're right. Yeah.
I guess we can call it Marshall's Mediterranean potato salad there.
Okay. I could see this being marketed.
Oh yeah, so can I,
Yeah.
Mark. I need.
Remember when Lucy and Ethel went into their business? What was it? Mayonnaise? Was it mayonnaise?
Yeah, I forget
Something
it.
like that? I
I
think it
love
was
those
something
things.
like that.
Still, the one I always think about, Lucy, is a candy factory. I'm sorry. That's a
One of
classic.
the funny that and the other one that comes to mind is when she had to, when she was in Italy and she had to get in the vat and squash the grapes with that lady
Yeah, that's
with their
right. That's
feet.
right. They were all over the place. That's
Very funny.
right. Those
Very
were
funny.
very, very funny. All right. Well, it's nice to have a nice day today, Pat, and we'll check in with you tomorrow to get the final details on Saturday.
On the weekend forecast. Okay, and you have a good one. Be safe, everybody.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.